USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 human smuggling victims were discovered inside.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. Edwards saying some of the possible victims may have coronavirus. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Police across the nation are mourning the death of an officer in Gilbert, Arizona. A suspect in a stolen car struck and killed one officer, critically injuring another during a wild chase involving gunfire and multiple law enforcement agencies in the Phoenix suburb. Chandler Police Officer Christopher Farr was killed, and a Gilbert police officer was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ordering flags at half-staff to honor the fallen officer. Vice President Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris says the American Jobs Plan will help working families.
You know, when I think about it, I think about good transit equals vibrant communities, right? So if we think about it in terms of an investment in public transit, it is an investment in job creation.
Harris also saying public transit is good for public health and curbing climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Mike Pence gives his first political speech since leaving office.
In his first speech since leaving office, former Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday night had some choice words about President Biden's vision of America.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we make for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Vice President Pence was speaking to the Palmetto Family Council, a South Carolina social conservative Christian group.
President Biden has launched an explosion of runaway spending to the tune of $6 trillion and counting. And after our administration worked in a bipartisan way with Congress on every single COVID bill, the Biden administration passed their COVID bill on a partisan basis and actually used COVID relief to fund a massive expansion of the welfare state. They proposed trillions of dollars in expanding the federal role of government in every area of our life, literally from cradle to grave. And they're using an infrastructure bill to advance a radical climate change agenda.
Perhaps in preparation for office again, he also laid out details to a positive agenda for the Republican Party moving forward. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union is accusing Apple of violating antitrust laws in the music streaming market. EU regulators say Apple is harming Spotify and other rivals by setting strict rules and charging high fees on its app store. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.